Welcome to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. It is crazy that we have made it this far and we are just enjoying our time together. We pray that the Lord has just continued to magnify his name in your heart over this season. And it's been so fun to be able to do this together with you. So I have, again, just such a plethora of special guests we've gotten to interview this year. And I have two more. We have some friends here today with us. Go ahead and tell me, what is your name and your grade?
My name is Halston and I am in third grade.
And my name is Eleanor, and I'm also in third grade.
All right, third grade is representing today. And so we're going to talk through this, and we're going to look at how God's power is greater. But before we get into that, I want to hear from you guys a little bit. Halston, what are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
I'm looking forward to giving presents to people.
What part of that process like makes you look forward to it?
People get to be happy when I give them their gifts.
Yeah, I like that too. Eleanor, how about you? What are you looking forward to most?
Probably just spending time with my family and getting to like hang out and open presents and give presents and see people's reaction when they get their presents.
I love that too, right? And you know what's so interesting to me is that so many people this year have said that that's like what they're looking forward to. And I love it because I personally enjoy that part too. All right. So we're talking about how God is with us and how kind of sometimes being with people is just like great. What is better at Christmas time to do with people than to do by yourself? What do you think, Halston?
Definitely open presents by the Christmas tree.
Yep. Like if it was just you by the Christmas tree, just opening it, no one else was around, it wouldn't be like as fun, would it? Nope. All right, Eleanor, how about you?
Probably having like dinner and like like also like watching, like if you watch like a Christmas story on like YouTube or something, like you wouldn't want to do that like by yourself because it's like just like weird to me to be like by yourself.
So you enjoy like kind of just even watching TV shows, like pretty much anything, just being able to do it with another person. All right, as we talk about how God is with us, I would like to hear from you guys. I just really enjoy hearing everyone's answers on this season. Where do you imagine God is? So we know the truth that he's with us, but when you kind of like imagine where he is, where do you imagine that he is?
I imagine that he's like right next to me, like watching me, and it pushes me to do better.
Okay, so he's right next to you, watching you, he's with you. Yep, Eleanor, how about you?
I imagine that he's like next to all of my friends and like my parents, my grandparents, and all of my family members, and even people I don't know, because he's there with everyone. But when I was little, like 5, I always imagined that he was just like in heaven, just like looking down at us. And I thought like heaven was like the clouds.
I know. That's actually something I think a lot of people like tend to think. All right. So as we look at that, what that is, and I love that you're like, but now he's like closer, right? And not only is he with me, I see that he's actually with like the multitude of people that I love and have put their trust in him and have a personal relationship with him. All right. So let's dig into our passage. The whole passage that we're looking at today is Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. But we're going to just focus on verse 15 for today. So will one of you go ahead and read that for me?
He stays there until Herod's death so that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I call my son. Matthew 2:15.
All right, so has your family ever gone on a trip out of state or out of the country? What do you guys think? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And so sometimes before we travel, we're like, oh, do I have money for this, right? Like we have to consider the costs because traveling, I mean, it literally takes money to get to go places. And so Mary and Joseph were faced with an alarming decision. Joseph had been given yet another dream telling him that they needed to run to Egypt in order to protect Jesus from Herod. Herod was planning to take this young child before Jesus could come and take Herod's power. How could Joseph, a humble carpenter, pay for his family to take such a trip like this? It's a good thing wise men visited and dropped off kindly gifts. This is also a strong reminder that the enemies of God weren't interested in seeing Jesus come to power. They may not have fully understood what this Christ child would do, but it threatened their control of what small power they had. It also highlights the foolish thinking of humanity. God's plans can't be thwarted by human rulers. God used wise men to provide poor people the means to be able to run from an evil king intent on destroying Jesus. All of this further is proof that God is in control of all things. There are dark forces in the world that are interested in attempting to stop God's will and his way. While God is all-powerful, we shouldn't be lulled into thinking that evil won't come and try to make us stumble from time to time. The good news is that God has overcome evil through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. His power is greater. So ladies, help me think through this. Why do you think people were out to harm Jesus even when he was a baby?
Well, I think that they thought when Jesus was growing up that people would start to like him and then he'd be crowned king.
Mm-hmm. Right. So even though he's a baby at this time, they can like kind of see into the future and he's like, this is not going to go well. They're going to end up worshiping you. Yeah. And did Herod, who was king, did he want another king?
No.
And why not?
Because he wanted to be the only king because like he got crowned king before Jesus was born. So he wanted to stay king until he died. And also it would be hard to have two kings because what if one king wants to
gets to have the final say?
Like one king wants to build like a hospital or something,
right?
And the other king wants to like build another house or something.
Yeah, different agendas, right? And you're like, no, we might have different agendas. So how does this passage, how when we see that God shows Joseph in a dream and he's like, you got to go to Egypt, right? How does that show God's power?
Well, it shows that God's plan always goes first. And like human plans will never be as great as God.
Yep. And so Joseph listened to God's plan, right? And he's like, all right, that's kind of a hard plan. I don't really know how to get to Egypt. I've ever been there before, right? But your plan is going to be the best and you're trying to protect your son, Jesus. So I'm going to do what you say to do. And sometimes in our life, God puts like a new plan for us. And sometimes it's really hard for us to be able to be like, how are we going to do that, right? But we have to understand that God's power is greater and it helps us to be able to accomplish that. So there are many forms of evil in this world, right? There's like the selfishness that we all have. And we live our lives in the ways that we think are best instead of following God and doing what he says. There's also darkness of the fallen world we live in, where selfishness has ruined just the world as a whole. And then there's these broken nature of sin throughout the world that causes suffering, shame, sickness, war, and disease. Finally, there are forces of Satan. And we want to just take some time to be able to reflect on how God's power is on display throughout the promises that he kept to Mary and Joseph and all throughout bringing Jesus into this world. And how does this give us hope for today? So what promises do we see that God kept through bringing Jesus into this world? How do we see his power is greater as he brought Jesus and preserved him as a young child?
Well, it shows me that God's power is so, so great that nothing can defeat it.
That's right. Right? His power is so great. And God knew what Herod was thinking, right? And so he was able to move Jesus around in order to protect him. And so was God surprised when Herod had these evil thoughts towards baby Jesus?
No!
Nope, he was not. He was like, no, I know what's in your heart. I see what's going on. I'm going to move the characters around in order to be able to accomplish the story that I'm writing, right? And so when you see that God's power is greater than all the evil that's going on in the world, how does this give you hope for your life, Eleanor?
That I always know that God is with me even through like tough times. Like if we have to move, like if I have to move from a house that I've always loved and it's like my childhood house, it would be really hard for me because I had like a lot of fun memories, like like Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas, and maybe getting a new dog, having cousins come over, and like jumping on the trampoline with in the snow and winter.
Like so
with,
many things, yeah. I love that, right? You're like, that would be hard, right? But I would know that God's power is greater and his plan is better even than like something that would be hard to make that transition. All right. So one of my encouragements is for everyone today is to sit and take some time as you turn off this podcast and just to be able to think, okay, how do I see that God's power is greater in my life? We see that Joseph did an amazing job of really listening to the heart of the Lord, and he showed him exactly what he needed from him. So if God speaks to you today, I hope that you will obey. The longer we sometimes sit in silence, the longer we open up our heart to understand what God wants us to be able to do and ask for Him to lead us. And so, ladies, would you just close us in prayer today as we ask and pray that we'd be able to see that God's power is greater and that our hearts would be tender to be able to see what the Lord is asking us to do.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for life, thank you for people, thank you for everything you give us. Thank you that God has a plan and that it will always defeat all the horrible plans that people try to do.
Yes, Lord. And we just praise you.
And thank you for anybody who was sick, that they're feeling better. And for anyone who was hurt, that they're feeling better. And that everybody is just like being safe and having a really good time.
Yes, Lord. Amen. All right, ladies, can you just close our podcast today by wishing our listeners together a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Stars shining, angels sing. Our Savior born, the hope He brings. In a manger, the King has come, God with us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true. In the stillness, heaven's near. God with us, we shall.